So today's topic is how we suck at technical difficulties with electronics
Excuse
here.
me, how Carlos sucks at
No, all
technical.
she does is YouTube the shit and say, "Here you go, here's the instructions."
Do I figure it out?
Nope, not yet.
Oh, that's
If
because
you
you
figure
have the device.
this out, I will give you a point. And
Wow,
that's
one point.
that's really, really
Okay.
big in my book.
First of all, it's not fair because the device is not right in front of me. It's in front of you. So really, you should be figuring
I want to work on it, but we keep switching.
it out.
Okay,
Anyway.
so today's topic is MGAs, clusters, aggregators,
Yeah.
and who has them, who uses them, and who hates them. I'm just kidding.
Oh, that's so good because I was gonna say everyone's got mixed feelings about it, right? Some people love
Yeah,
them,
but
some
you know
people hate them.
what? I feel like an aggregator, a cluster, a group, whatever you want to call your stuff out there, it's like I always picture, like, you ever gone to, like, when you're in high school and you're walking the campus, there's groups and every, well, at least in my campus back in my day, there's a tree. You got a certain group in each tree, right? And I don't want to be racial and everything, but I mean, it is what it is. There was the Mexicans over there. There was the
Why do
Asians
you
over
say
there.
tree? You mean like clicks?
Yeah, that everybody had a tree where everybody hangs out. Like, oh,
Oh,
he's over
like
there
an
at the tree.
actual
Yeah,
tree. Oh,
tree, like, you know, what your husband always talks
totally.
about, an apple tree and a tree, that kind of tree.
Actually, I just had like a flashback,
Don't
like
act like you weren't in one of those
playground.
schools. Didn't you go
No,
to
I was gonna
LA?
say I just had a flashback of like a playground. We totally went to this one tree in Lincoln High School. That's where we met
Right.
after school every day.
There's all these groups out there, and sometimes you click with them, sometimes you don't. Sometimes you're like here and you're like, I'm not really feeling the vibe. You end up going over here, and then you have more fun over here, and then you met some friends over here. So you're like going to this group over here. And I mean, I hate to say, but I feel like that's how these groups can be, you know? It's just like someone joins. It's like so good in the beginning because I think, and here's one thing I want you to understand. Like when you join a group, let's be real. You were sold. You were
Yeah.
talked into the group. You were told how great and everything is. But let's be real. You're not going to know until you go through it.
Till you know, yeah.
Yeah, like someone can tell you, oh, this platter, this food is great. And you're like, oh, I've heard great reviews. Until you go try it, you're gonna come out and like, that shit was dope, or yeah, that shit was nasty. It was not worth my $100. Like, I mean, it's true, guys. I know so many people that join a group and then it sucks because they come to me and I'll tell them, hey, check these groups out. Then they join and then they don't join, like they get out and they come and it's like, oh yeah, Carlos, that shit fucking sucks. It's like, oh, it's still like a hit to the gut. You're like,
Oh,
damn.
you mean if you re sorry, if you recommended it. Yeah.
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 You know, it's just like, damn, my bad. I
I
thought
don't
you would.
Does that happen often though? 'Cause I feel like you don't typically recommend. I will tell them like there are these I'll have like a top three that I'm like, you should go talk to them. I never say check this one out because you know me, I'm a firm believer, like you gotta make your own decisions. You do your own legwork. I already like narrowed it down to three. Now you decide.
Yeah. I mean, there's certain groups that I tell them to look out for and check out just because I know what their preference are. But at the end of the day, I always make sure and tell them, it's like, but you got to make sure you do yourself a favor and check other ones out as well. So you're not at the end feeling like you didn't make the best choice or you made your choice too sudden, you know, like give yourself the opportunity to check all these groups out. Now, for those of you guys who are brand new listening and have no idea what we're talking about, yeah, you got to go listen to our previous episodes long time ago. But we're talking about MGAs, managed general agents, also known as GAs, aggregators, groups, clusters. These are all people,
Networks,
right? These are all going to be, I don't know, what do we, they're, I mean, companies, I guess we can say, that will help you submit business through a subcode or through their code, but they're authorized. This is not brokering business or anything like that. This is just more of having access to right business. Of course, there's a lot of things you have to look out for, right? Some of these groups charge monthly fees. Some of these groups charge a percentage off the commission. Some of them have a flat rate. Some of them don't take your commissions but charge you a membership fee. I mean, there's just so many different ways they set these up. But Vera, from your experience, and not that you use one, but from what you hear from all your, you know, your peeps in the insurance industry, what are the pros and cons to this? I mean, obviously, let's be real. Not everybody likes them.
Yeah,
You
not
know, and I, but
everyone
you know
likes them.
what's
That's
crazy? I
true.
don't think people get them, like understand them.
Well, I recently had a conversation with a few folks that we talked about this very topic, and I think that we need to be very real, or the group needs to be very real. The reason why an agent comes to you is because they have no choice. There is not a magic wand of direct appointments with all the carriers that they would like to have access to. And even the ones that nobody really wants to have access to, it's the last resort, they might not be appointing in that moment. So they have to come through you. I do think that you can build a wonderful relationship within your group, and you can definitely grow, but it is survival. It's a survival tactic. It's a way, a foot in to grow, to learn, to get access. And hopefully you're in an environment where the group says, hey, maybe you should try for your own appointment. Or that carrier is like, I see the success that you're having here. Let's do your own appointment. Definitely some pros to it. As I said, a lot of agents that I speak to, they're just so grateful to finally have access to be able to write business. Because it is maybe they haven't encountered myself or Carlos in their journey as a new agent. And by new, I don't mean like you've never done insurance before. A lot of people have worked in the industry for 15 plus years, get their own license, open up their own agency and start, you know, wanting to do a lot of things on their own. And they have good relationship with some reps. So maybe they got one or two appointments, but they don't have access to more. And if you meet one of like myself or Carlos in that way, we would probably say start doing commercial like crazy, right?
Right.
And maybe get access through a group to a couple of outlets to help you if you want to grow into the preferred business. But a lot of them don't have anybody to guide them, to tell them, and they stumble upon a group that to them it's like a shining star because finally they can write Travelers or Nationwide or Liberty Mutual or whatever the, you know, their golden ticket carrier is. And I think it's good. It's good for you to start that way. It's good for you to have those outlets, and hopefully you stumble upon a group or a network that actually wants to see you grow and is not just in it to watch themselves grow, because there's lots of them like that out there. But the big con is it's not even about pricing. You got to pay to play. Like they're either going to take some of your commission or a membership or both. You have to pay to play.
You know, the one thing that is frustrating, and I'll be the first one to tell you, I hate it when someone says, oh, they charge. And I kind of feel like telling them, was like, do you think this shit's for free?
Yeah, like, they should charge.
Right. But someone feels like, not someone, some people feel like.
Most people
feel like shit should be for free. Like, oh, you know, I'm, you know, either I'm helping build your book. And I mean, they find ways, but at the end of the guys, it's not unheard of, guys. Like, yes, you are going to be charged. How much? Yeah. That's a different story. But it's like Vera said, you got to pay to play.
Yeah, exactly. So I think, again, besides the money, the biggest con that I hear, no pun intended, is the agent does not read the fine print. You, before you get into it, because a lot of you agents are going to get into it or you're already part of a network or group. What does the contract say? What's the exit clause? What is the fine print in terms of ownership of the book of business? What can you do? What happens if there's, I mean, it's also a partnership. What if there's a falling out? What if they require that you use only the systems that they recommend? I don't know. There's so many different things that these outlets have. Some are mandatory, some are not. But most agents don't take the time to read the fine print. And most of the time, most companies don't take the time to point out the fine print to the agent because it's not in their best interest. So I would say that's really the con that I hear from the vast majority of agents is that, damn it, they didn't tell me. Guess what? They're not here to tell you. You have to do your due diligence and find out on your own.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think the number one thing is you should always prepare a list of questions. And if you guys are thinking of joining a group, here's the thing though, guys. the one thing you got to understand is like everyone says, oh, I want all my appointments direct. Once you start learning this business more, you're going to understand that that means you got to feed a lot of people business, right? And everybody always wants as much as they can eat, right? I mean, huge agencies out there, you got to understand, just because they don't tell you doesn't mean they're not going through a GA, a group, a network, or whatever.
A lot of them are.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that. But see, here's the thing that sucks too, that a lot of agency owners out there don't really explain or let it be known that that's the way the system is, because they just make it seem like, oh, we have these companies, you know?
Yeah, actually, just to touch on that, I had one agent tell me like one of the reasons why so many agencies that are part of the group that they represent is because they get to put the plaques on their wall and on their website that we have XYZ carrier, even though it's through the group. It still it almost validates them. They said that they feel good about themselves because they can write that business.
Right. So
you see, you, as the insured, as the consumer, you step in, and mind you, most consumers don't give a F about what you're writing. They just want a good price and hopefully good coverage for what they're trying to get, because they don't recognize a lot of the names unless they see like Liberty, right?
Right. One of those. She has too much time in her hands, guys. Way I know. Too much time.
If they see those commercials, then they might recognize, but most people don't. But it's something about the agent that they feel validated, they feel approved, they feel like they're part of the club because they have access to these carriers.
Yeah. And here's the thing, guys. Now, if I have to give you some pros, very straightforward, okay? Pros are you have access to carriers. Okay, that's a pro. Two, some of these groups, GAs, aggregators, they might provide training. So now you have someone to help you out there.
Big M-I-G-H-T.
That's right. They might have some training. You got to look into that. Another thing is that you're going to be able to grow your book in different avenues besides just one line of insurance. You'll be able to access and have all the different types of lines of insurance if you want to, right? So now the cons is, yeah, you have to look at your contract. It's like anything. You get married and you want a divorce, you got to really pay attention to
what it's going to cost you. Most people don't look into that marriage contract.
Exactly.
The figurative marriage contract.
Exactly. So that's another one. The other one is that, yeah, sometimes when you're going through a GA or anything, remember, understanding the process is that these policies, it might be the GA's name on them and not yours so much. So you have to be understanding of that. At the end of the day, it's still your client, though, because that's the problem. One thing that I've noticed is there's people out there and they're like, oh, but I want to just do my own thing. And it's just like, this is your own thing. I know, but they're saying to join them and we're going to write business through them. It's like, yeah, they're called a GA for a reason, right? A group. You're going through them to have market access. And they're like, oh, well, you know, like, it's just like, but I want to do my own thing. There's like, there's this thing there that just doesn't separate. They feel like for them joining, they're going to be working for this agency or being just another agent for that. And I mean, I understand what they're problem and issue is, but you're not. You still have your own agency. It's still your clientele and so forth.
It's your brand. It's your logo. It's your clients. You just happen to access the market through a distribution channel. That's it.
And the other con is that, yeah, there might be some fees. I'm not going to say paying a fee is great, but you have to accept and understand the fee. And that might be a con because some of them have some crazy prices. Some of them have some low prices. I don't know.
Some of them have some crazy prices. And I want to emphasize that because, I mean, the price is so high and it's not like they get more than some of the other groups offer.
Yeah.
And mind you, we are not going to go into specifics here.
Exactly.
Because that's just, we're not going to recommend one or the other. You have to do your homework. But
at the end, I will tell you this. I won't recommend a CERN GA or a cluster or a group or network. I mean, I want you to, I could recommend all of them. Put it that way. When you ask me, I'm going to tell you to check all these out. Okay.
Check them all out.
But what I will do is to make sure you understand, okay, what the relationship is with joining a group, a network, or a GA or whatever, mm-hmm. right? Just understand the relationship. I think that's the most important thing. Understand the relationship. That way, at one point, if you guys decide to part ways, You guys part ways. Now, if you ask me at the end of the day, and I don't care which GA or MGA or group, if someone says, should I join an organization like that? I would say yes. Okay, you ask me yes. Because you know what? At the end of the day, people do it. Huge companies have them. I mean, it helps you. And I think that one of the main reasons a lot of people don't succeed in having their agency or growing their book is because of their ego and I don't need help. They don't take the help that's out there.
Yeah, especially for those of you that have dreamt of going preferred, this is a good way of starting that. You know, carriers want to have a relationship with somebody that understands that market, is willing to grow their book, and it is a way for you to show that you can do it. A very, 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 very long time ago, when my family's agency first started, we were part of a group, and it was so helpful. It was so, but then you, at some point, you outgrow it. We were just very careful with who it was, how much it was, and can we get out? And for the first couple of years, it was awesome. And then we moved on because we were able to say, hey, look what we've done. Can we get the direct appointment? And if you have been, it's one of the big pros is that you get to meet the reps that that outlet has relationships with. So those reps, you know, you build that relationship. And when you're ready, trust me, those reps are also ready to say, hey, yeah, let's give it a go. Yeah, you might encounter some situations where there is a little bit of a monopoly and they might block a couple of things, but you got to read your contract.
Exactly. So at the end, you know, a lot of people have asked about, and you know, it's crazy. Ever since the market's been the way it is, more groups and more and more networks and companies like this have been coming out more, and people have been asking more questions about. But I still think there's no true understanding to a lot of these people because they don't really understand the whole concept of it.
But isn't it true, though, that a lot of these groups also had or have had their struggles on the personal lines?
Correct.
Especially in California, because, you know, they also have those relationships. So if a carrier says, nope, we're not writing, you are also not writing.
Because right, the group's
not writing, you're not writing.
But the cool part is, and I'll be honest with you, I try to help as many people as possibly I can, okay? But I'm just one. But imagine calling this company and saying, hey, what's the deal? Who can we write and who can we not write? Okay, who's accepting what? I mean, to have someone like that in your corner, I think is valuable. And just to know, because you got to understand, no matter what you think, because I know some people bash these other groups and my group is better. I mean,
you shouldn't bash.
It's not, but it's just, look, and it's okay because that shows love. Here's the thing, look, I always talk shit about my high school. Ah, I hate this school. I don't want to go. I'm tired of this and that. But the moment I meet someone else and says, oh, I went to this school, I'm thinking my school is fucking better. You know, like
your school.
Exactly. You know, it's something about, you got to have that pride.
I see what you mean. It's like you can talk love. Shit. Yeah. Only Correct. You can talk shit about your little brother. Nobody else can.
Correct. Yeah. Exactly. Right. So, and that's what it is with when you join these groups and everything. But I mean, to have someone like that in your corner, you got to remember, these people are in front of the carriers. They get information way before we do in most cases.
Yeah. And a lot of times they're in Washington and DC, like lobbying. So there's a lot of info you can get.
And they know a lot of people on the higher ups when it comes to these carriers. So to be able to have someone like that in your corner tell you, hey, this is what's happening, this is what's going on, unfortunately, we can't write, but we could write this, blah, blah, blah. Like you got to understand that valueness right there.
And can I point out that you mentioned earlier one of the reasons why a lot of agents are these types of relationships that they have with groups, why they don't succeed is because agents, again, think that this is their secret weapon, their magic wand, their way into writing tons of business. Dude, you got to do the work. You now have access to a slew of markets. Now is work time. Now is when you have to roll up your sleeves and you got to get in there and you got to start selling. Because just because you have the access doesn't mean that suddenly you're going to be in the riches. And Carlos, how many times do agents like, yeah, I was there for like a year, I wasn't able to do it. Why? You didn't have a business plan in place. And I don't mean like this fancy 100 document plan. I mean, literally, like, how the fuck am I going to get business in my door so that I can feed these carriers? If you don't have that in place first, forget about it.
Yeah. Now, people say, here's where a lot of people get confused. Well, if I'm going to join this cluster, then why, if they're not going to guarantee me the appointment, then what's the point of going through them if I just try to go get it myself? Well, that's a good question. One of the advantages is that when you go individually seek an appointment, there's commitments there, right? You know, 150 to 200,000 in your first year, right? Well, when you join a group, they have a commitment as well, but it's lower, right? So because you are now part of a group, the relationship's a lot easier. Like, you got into the party because you knew someone versus you just trying to be at the door and, hey, what's up?
I'm really good.
Exactly. Like, hey, I'm cool. Let me in the party. You know, so you got to kind of look at it that way in some essence, you know.
I love when you break it down like that, because it really, like, let's be real. Everyone uses these fancy ass words, but at the end of the day, you want to get invited to that party.
Right.
And this is you getting on the guest list.
Right. It's funny because there's a class going on this week here at the school. And I it's funny because I'm sitting in the front, right? Just, you know, just doing some admin stuff because my admin person doesn't come till tomorrow. And I'm sitting there and most of the people don't know who I am yet, right? And it's so funny how they talk, right? And I'm just sitting there just listening to what they're saying. It's just like, it's just crazy because some of them are trying to use some, like, really, like, the words they read in the book, right? And right. it's cool, you know, but I'm like, but you know what's so funny? They're getting it, because the one thing that we've learned how to talk is we break it down to simple terms. Like, it's just, we got to keep it really simple, you know? We take a complicated, you know, subject and we break it down to the easiest way we could understand, you mm-hmm, know? Mm-hmm. And that's why if you guys ever hear these podcasts, I'm always using, like, just simple analogies, school, and imagine you're dating, this and that, you know? You know, I mean, if you get it, great. Now, if you want to go ahead and listen to more high technical words, then you got to talk to Vera more, because she's more of a better grammar. You know, remember that one episode we were trying to do, and what was it? Nepotism.
Yeah. But you remembered the word.
I remember the word, but I feel like, what the hell does that mean? You know, she's like, she wants to do a whole episode on this. Like, really? You know how long I got to study for this shit now? Like, I wanted to do a podcast to have fun. That's it, study. but at the end of the day,
expanded your
guys,
vocabulary.
Exactly. But join a network, guys, is that's just really what it is. You're learning, you're technically going into a group of people that are going to be your friends or introduce you to other people. And you're just going to have a little bit more opportunity to get into the cool party, put it that way.
Yeah. And you're going to meet folks that have already been there, done that. And you can use that as guidance to say, like, what's going to work for my agency? What do I want to take in? What have they done that was really crappy, so you don't repeat that? And, you know, I'd say the same thing for all these, like, mastermind group things out there. You never know. Like, you never know what you're going to learn.
But one thing to go ahead and touch base with what Vera was saying earlier was, read your contract. You know, like, look, and just because you read and you don't agree with something doesn't mean someone else is going to disagree. Some people are going to be okay with it and not be okay with it. And I'll give you another analogy. Are you cool signing up a prenup when you get married? Some people are cool with it, and some people are like, oh, hell no.
Signing a prenup? Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, like, I mean, I'm cool with it.
It's like, you sign it and you're in the party, right? Like,
right. But it's just one of those things. Like, if someone came and asked me and says, hey, you want to get married, Carlos? And, like, for me, it would be second time. Probably not. But if they come in and she was, like, fully loaded, I'm like, okay. And she's like, but I need you to sign the prenup. I was like, where do I sign? I just want to get going.
Carlos is like, I'm in love. I just want to start.
Exactly. You know, so it's one of those things that, you know, people will tell you, like, oh, be careful. Because trust me, if you're ever in these groups or anything like that, it's just like, people will ask, hey, any GAs or MGAs, do you guys recommend groups to join for, you know, to expand my network, my business? And people will start bashing other companies and say, oh, be careful with them. I hate that. Read your contract. They wanted this. Look, yes, they are right. You should read your contract. But just because if it doesn't bother you, then you only have to think for yourself. If it bothers somebody else, well, fuck, that's on them. It's like, that's your fault for not reading the contract.
Most of the time.
Yeah. If you're cool with it, you're cool with it, you know? And if you're not, look for someone else.
Most of the time when somebody has a gripe with an outlet like this, it's because they didn't read their contract.
Right.
Like, you have to also, you know, they have their business owner's caps on. They're willing to help you And part of their value is that they want to see you thrive, but they want to thrive. At the end of the day, they are in it to make as much money as possible.
And you got to remember, someone would be okay. Oh, the contract is fine, but their training sucks. And you're like, you know, I don't need any training. I know my stuff. So now I'm focusing on, like, everybody is different. Everybody. You know, if you're searching for someone who's like, hey, I don't really care what the contract and, you know, what's my buyout clause or whatever the case may be. I don't care. I just want to make sure training is on point. Well, then those are things you got to look for. But you got to remember, not everybody's looking for training. Mm-hmm. Not everybody's looking for this. Maybe the fee is too high for you. Okay, maybe it's not high for some people because some other people have other means of making money, you know? So it's like, just remember, all these companies, guys, are in business for a reason. Make sure you guys do your homework, read, and look for what you want, not just because whatever else everybody's doing, right? So, I mean, those are my two cents on this whole subject there.
And I will also, just to wrap up, say, if you are talking to somebody, ask them if you can talk to a couple of agents in their group that have been in it for at least 5 years. Right. That way you can kind of see what's going on.
Here's a question. Can you be part of two GAs?
Yes. So this is why I said, let's define.
How many wives can you have? How many husbands can you have?
Hey, it depends on what city you're in. What do you believe in?
Exactly.
I'm going to sign up with Anwins, and I'm going to sign up with Pacific Gateway. I can do both. I can get the appointment with both.
If that's what the contract says, then there you go.
Broker's appointment.
Because she wanted to come back for the rebound. She's like, nope, I'm going to win this conversation. That's the situation with people
Here's
these
the
days.
Thing.
That's going to be our next topic. That's going to be our next topic.
Why does
some people, women, have to get the last word in?
Not everything is
you
a competition.
See? I'm kidding, guys. I'm kidding. This is all jokes. But yeah, so for the most part, guys, yes, read your home. Do your homework. Read your contracts. And just be comfortable at the end of the day, guys. You got to wake up with a good attitude as far as I'm with this company and we're going to move together. If you're with a company, you don't feel good and you're not vibing with it, yeah, you just got to balance. You got to go.
You could exit.
You can cancel. You just have to. Hey, can I get divorced?
Yeah, you got to pay.
Exactly.
for example, just because, again, from the software side, there are people that want to switch over to Record Guardian, but they of course you can get out of the contract for that other service, that other management system. However, they might be charging you $2,000 to cancel plus download all of your data fee. Hey. So they're like, oh, I think I'm going to stay. So, I mean, it is on the agent.
It's cheaper to stay.
basically.
There you go. But some people be like, you know what? I was so impressed with RG and the team is there phenomenal. $2,000 is nothing to pay. Small price to pay.
It's so true, Carlos. Thank you for
that. So what I'm saying is, hey, if you're cool with it, you're cool with it. Yeah, it might cost you, but go for it.
Thanks for listening, everybody.